from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Attempts at destabilizing the new civilian government are still being made in Haiti. A Caribbean economist says the increase of duty-free goods to Canada will not make a substantial change to the region. And Montserrat is not at all prepared for the next hurricane season. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Unknown assailants launched a tear gas grenade into a schoolyard in Port-au-Prince, Haiti today, in the latest in a series of criminal assaults widely interpreted as attempts to destabilize the new civilian government of Mrs. Eartha Pascal Trouillot. Michael Norton reports from Port-au-Prince.
The assailants launched the grenade from a white jeep at 9 o'clock in the morning as it drove past the Venezuela Coeducational School in La Saline, a crowded slum along the capital. Many of the school's 700 students had vomiting fits. Parents hurried to withdraw their children from schools in the zone, and the incident set off a wave of panic downtown. Tuesday morning, unidentified men in a four-wheel drive vehicle were reportedly offering idle young men in the streets money to buy machetes with in order to commit terrorist acts. In a joint declaration Monday night, the United Assembly called on the civilian population to set up neighborhood self-defense committees. They said a forceful criminal movement has been generated to make a river of blood flow in the country. The movement, directed by die-hard anti-democratic loyalists, aims at crippling the new government, the declaration stated. Early Sunday morning, eight nuns were beaten and macheted by masked thugs in an elite school in the capital. Early Monday morning, gunmen shot up the private residence of well-known civic leader Odette Roy-Pombrin. In a northern suburb of the capital Monday afternoon, armed gangsters killed a soldier and wounded seven civilians while committing several holdups and shooting at passersby. United Assembly, a 12-member united front of civic and political organizations, led the popular uprising, which on March 10th forced Lieutenant General Prosper Avril to step down as head of his de facto military government. On March 13th, Mrs. Pascal Trouillot was sworn in as head of the provisional caretaker government. Armed Forces Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Erard Abraham, who handed over power to Mrs. Pascal Trouillot, at that time pledged allegiance to her authority. But the Haitian army, ill-equipped, poorly trained, and infested with elements loyal to past dictatorial regimes, at no time has intervened to protect the civilian population. In a press release Tuesday, the U.S. Embassy condemned in the strongest possible terms last weekend's barbarous attack on the nuns. They said, this incident underlines the perils which the democratic process faces in Haiti and the importance of not allowing that process to be thrown off course.
That report from Michael Norton. Repair work to housing in Montserrat will not be completed in time for the next hurricane season, according to one of the island's leading building contractors. 6 months after Hurricane Hugo struck the island, causing damage to at least 90% of housing, a great deal has yet to be done to ensure that everyone has proper shelter. From the island's capital, Plymouth, here's Jerry Timmins.
Originally, it was a shortage of building materials which delayed reconstruction in Montserrat, but now inflation is preventing many ordinary people from getting the help they need. According to Emil Rogers, the president of the Contractors Association here, the cost of labor has shot up by 20%, sometimes more. Some skilled workmen can now command as much as 150 EC dollars a day, and inflated rates are going to unskilled workers too. Consequently, people on lower incomes, or those who did not receive large settlements from insurance companies, are not able to afford assistance. In addition, the cost of food has also gone up. Local agriculture was devastated by Hugo. Although some vegetables are coming back, tree-borne fruits will take a lot longer. Expensive imports are the only alternative. Emil Rogers says that inflation could have serious consequences for Montserrat in the long run. High prices are creating a two-tier society of rich and poor, where only the well-off can hire the workmen they need. In Montserrat, he says, everyone used to be on the same level, and that was the best way for a community like ours. But all this will change. The quality of workmanship by some labourers is also criticised. Mr. Rogers says he knows of two roofs repaired after the hurricane that blew off in the first serious wind. Everyone is a labourer now, he says, At the moment, some unskilled labourers are earning as much as the most skilled. People are so anxious to get the work done. Mr. Rogers says that because of the labour shortage and high prices, work will not be completed by the beginning of the next hurricane season. He says if the government set a minimum wage structure for workmen at, say, 3 levels of skill, then that may help to introduce some sanity into the wage structure. But at the moment, it's a free-for-all, with prices bearing little relation to the skills on offer. For BBC Caribbean Report, this is Jerry Timmins in Montserrat.
On the financial markets in London today, the pound rose slightly against the dollar at $1.6125. On the bullion market, gold closed $4.25 lower at $398.50 an ounce. On the London Metal Exchange, 3 months aluminium closed at $1,594.5.